Gilead chapter 1, Mishnah 9. Ein Bein Kohen Mashiach v'shemen ha-mishcha. There is no difference between the Kohen anointed with the oil. So this was the oil that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared in the desert, and he anointed Aaron with it. And they used that oil all the time until the time, all the way through the first temple, until the time of King Josiah. And then King Josiah hid the oil. He hid the oil. And from then on, they would appoint a Kohen Gadol by putting on him the 8 garments that a Kohen Gadol wore. So they would put on. So says this Mishnah, there's no difference between the two ways of making a Kohen Gadol. Elapar habo al kol ha-mitzvah, except for a bull which was brought for all the commandments. What this means is there's a special law in the Torah that if a Kohen transgresses a commandment, and he transgressed it by paskening for himself. There was a certain thing, and he decided for himself that he was permitted to do something, and then it came out actually he'd got it wrong. He'd made a mistake, and it's a serious category of mitzvahs, meaning that it would have been an iser karet if he'd done it intentionally. So there's a sin offering that he has to bring. Now, if he's a kohen that was anointed with oil, then he brings a bull. But if he's a kohen who was anointed with the 8 garments, then he brings a female sheep or a female goat. That's the only difference, says the Mishnah, between the two types of making a kohen gadol. And then says the Mishnah, Ein bein kohen mishamash l'kohen sha'avar ela par yom ha-kippurim v'asiras ha'efa. There's no difference between an officiating kohen and a kohen who has passed, except for the bull of Yom Kippur and the 10th of an Eifer. So the officiating kohen, the kohen is passed, officiating kohen is the kohen. But the kohen is passed is there used to be a scenario where if the kohen gadol became unfit, they put someone in his place, another kohen gadol, and then if the first one became fit again, he got back, right, then they would put him back into office. So the substitute who was there for a while, he's referred to as the kohen who's passed, because he was a kohen gadol only for a short while. So he is the two things that are different between them are the bull on Yom Kippur, the bull that was brought for the sins of the kohanim, and the 10th of an eifah that was a mincha offering that was brought every day by the kohen gadol. He brought a certain meal offering. Half in the morning, it was called Minchas Chavitin, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So that was the only difference between the two, otherwise they were the same in all other respects.